Well, okay. You're disappointed. I get that. But were your expectations significantly higher once this team was assembled?
Well, you know, anytime I go into a tournament, I expect to win.
I grant you that.
Whether it's golf, baseball, whatever, there's competition, I expect to win. So, I do have to say I was a little disappointed. What I do is I tip my hat to Colombia. They really played well. They really played well. Now, as far as the U.S. and the Dominican, if you look roster for roster, you know, we could have possibly snuck out of a game, but their rosters, I mean, there's nothing but big league players, all-star players. So
right.
We were definitely outmanned when it came to that.
Well, let's talk about that fact, because you have apparently had some fairly strong words about those that chose not to play in for their country in this event. Tell us what you think.
Well, I think if we're going to compete in a tournament of this stature, that being the best from every country,
mm-hmm.
Dominican, United States, Japan, we have to have all of our professional players that are playing in the major leagues participate. Now, there's situations where I understand surgeries. Russ Martin, for example,
yeah.
He wanted to play. He was there. But when it comes to actually competing against these, we need all of our players. We truly do.
And do you believe then?
And if we don't, we're missing 7 or 8 players.
Yeah.
That would definitely have filled into our roster extremely well. And we could have been very competitive, and I don't think we'd have gone 0-3 in this tournament.
And half a dozen of those guys were pitchers, Ernie. Right. I mean, God bless, Pedor for always showing up. God bless Ryan Dempster for trying to come back and all the other guys that, helped out and everything. But like you say, we look around and say, who are these guys? Where is so-and-so? Where is so-and-so? And there's always individual excuses or reasons that make sense. But as a whole, we say, and I'm sure you do, where is everybody?
Well, again, it goes back to, I guess I can only relate it to the way that I would feel, Dave,
yeah.
Is that the fact that I would always want to represent my country if I had a chance. Again, barring situations where I had an injury, I was trying to make the big league club, and if I left spring training, then they would view that as a negative and, not allow me to make the big league club.
Right.
But if you have established a major league career, then I have a difficult time with not representing your country.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the allegation that, and we know it's more than an allegation, we know it's a fact, that there are major league teams who will go to players and say, we do not want you to play in this for whatever reason. Do you think that's right? Given that this is essentially an MLB property.
No, I don't think it's right. But until you get all of the general managers on board with it, they're going to create some pressure on especially some of your younger players that are just coming into the big leagues that they don't want to do it. Now, I do understand their point of view because they have a vested interest in a lot of these players. I mean, they've invested a lot of money and they don't want them to take a chance to go play in a tournament, which once the adrenaline starts going and you're out there and you're hearing these 40,000 fans cheering you on, the adrenaline goes and you're probably doing more than what you should be doing at this time. So I do understand that. But having said that, I think that the owners and the general managers have to support this thing wholeheartedly or change the timing of it so that it is time during the middle of the season where everyone is in real good baseball shape.
Ernie, the Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Latin American players, as the most part, nobody's going to tell them that they can't play, as far as I can see. Like they're dying to play for their country, and I don't think any of them would be waylaid or dissuaded by a general manager. Do you get that feeling?
Well, you know what? You're probably right, Dave, in a sense, because they love playing for their country. And I'm right. Not saying that our players here in Canada don't love playing for their countries, but I don't think it's a priority to them. And you know what? I love the players that I had on my team. Every one of them have played for me before, and I would take them at any time. But again, when you're matching apples for apples, we came up shorthanded.
Sure.
The thing that I don't understand, Ernie, is that in this country, if we have a hockey tournament, whether it's an Olympic tournament, less a world championship because we look down our nose at those, but an Olympic tournament, the World Cup, the World Juniors. The notion that a hockey player would say, you know, that is invited, expected to be there, would say no thanks, is inconceivable. And I don't understand why baseball players have a different attitude to it. They are Canadians. They are aware of the hockey mentality. And yet there's at least a handful or more that passed on this opportunity for whatever reason. Can you explain that?
I can't. I really can. I'm dumbfounded by it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And again, that's just questions that they'd have to answer and you know, deal with it. Again, if they don't want to play in it, then that's their rights and their choices to do that. But again, it just limits to what we have. We have some great players that play this game of baseball. We just don't have the depth that we need to compete in this level of baseball if we don't have everybody.
If you don't have everybody there, right, exactly.
That is the problem. I mean, again, I sat this morning and just looked over players that didn't come. We had 7 or 8 players that would have fit into our roster very well and would have helped this team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but again, we get guys that love to come out and play and they do their best and they give their everything they have. They give their heart and they just guys that haven't played in a year and they continue to work out and try to keep themselves in shape. Well, as much as you work out and try, it's difficult to hit a 95 mile an hour fastball when you haven't seen live pitching for over a year.
No kidding.
So, I mean, God bless them, but it just doesn't happen.
Right.
Listen, it was a disappointment, I guess, certainly for you. It was probably a lot less so for those observers. We'd hope for Canada to achieve some level of success in this thing, but we're certainly not embarrassed by their performance. We understand why this happened, and we applaud you for your continued involvement with this process, and we hope to see you next time there's a WBC, too. Thanks a lot for taking
Bob,
a few minutes.
I certainly hope to be there, and I plan on going forward and trying to do the best we can. And, you know, that's the one thing that we won't leave anything behind. We'll give it our best.
You'll always have that 06 game, too, Ernie.
That's right. Whatever else, we remember that one.
Dave, I want to live on more than just the 06 game. I want to go forward. And we have in the tournaments where we have the minor league players that we're competing apples for apples.
Yep.
But when we got apples to oranges, it just doesn't fit.